Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Instead of resolutions this year, which nobody can ever keep, our show, John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show, decided to instead set a goal for ourselves and ask each other for help to reach that goal.
Yeah, we wanted to just accomplish one thing. Just one thing that by sometime this year that we will have accomplished, to make it a little less harsh, because resolutions can be hard, right? I loved when my nephew posted, make it New Year's practices, because when you're practicing at something, the goal is to get better and you're going to make mistakes, so it keeps you from wanting to just give up. I had one specific goal this year that I wanted to accomplish, so I talked to one of my coaches at the gym.
Coach Noah, my one thing is I want to be able to do one pull-up. Do you think that's possible?
Heck yeah, that's possible.
I can do the knee-ups, but I can't
the knee tugs.
Pretend to even try.
There's different variations to help you with a pull-up.
Okay.
And you can't just start from ground zero lifting body weight, right? We're going to have to use resistant bands, control the eccentric with chin-up negatives. You know how we like control it down, fully extend the arm? It's possible, but you're going to have to prioritize a little more.
Right.
So every Wednesday when we prioritize a movement here at Latitude 32 Fitness on Fletcher Parkway, we need to make sure that we stimulate the muscles that need to be necessary for a pull-up, and we'll get it done. It's doable.
Within the year.
I can pull
myself up and do a chin-up, at least one.
You got it. Okay. You got it, Sam.
Thanks, Coach.
We'll go back to it. Let's do it.
Now, while I wasn't expecting any kind of coach that's worth his weight to say, no, forget about that goal. You're not going to do it. I'm very impressed with Noah's enthusiasm. He's definitely good at what he does.
He's great.
Just listening to him, it makes me want to start working out.
Yeah,
I didn't understand half the things he said, by the way. I heard resistance. I heard bands. I heard him plug the...
Prioritize.
I heard him plug the gym. I heard stimulate the muscle, which I'm pretty good at. But I don't know a lot of the technological terms that he was saying. This is something that you can totally do, Tammy. Remember, I think it was, a couple of years ago when you couldn't even do 3 push-ups in the studio.
I can't do push-ups very well. I'm still not very good at them.
But you can do more than 3.
Yeah, and here's the thing. There are plenty of women who go to that gym who are way stronger than me, who've been doing this for a long time, and still can't do a pull-up. It takes a lot to lift your own weight up like that. And it's more difficult difficult for women than it is men. And so that's what I'm a little concerned about. But that's why we're making it just one thing. Producer Jessica, you've changed one specific thing with your fitness journey.
I'm trying for the next 30 days to stay away from sugar.
Okay.
Like added sugars and processed sugars, just because I think it's really affecting me in so many ways.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. So I want to keep staying away from it. I'm trying to do no sugar for 30 days because I know eventually I'm going to want like a churro.
Sure.
But for right now, we're going to stay away from the sugar for at least a month.
833-287-1037. Is there just one thing that maybe you've tweaked when it comes to your health, whether it's how you're eating, you're dieting, or you're working out, your exercise routine? Just one little thing can make a big difference. What's yours?
John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON. Tammy has vowed she will do one pull-up before this year is over. That's the one goal that she wants to reach, and we are going to help her reach that. 833-287-1037. What is one positive thing that you have promised yourself you're going to do this year to benefit your health? Stephanie?
I planned on starting to juice. Now I'm waiting for my containers.
You need specific containers to start this juice cleanse?
Yeah, but, you know, I don't want to make, like, an overflow and then have it go bad. I don't have a way to store it, so now I'm waiting on my containers.
Tammy, you've juiced in the past. Any advice for Stephanie?
Well, just once those come, don't put it off. You know, don't make that an excuse. Chelsea has decided to make one change, and that was make her entire family do a diet with her. Right, Chelsea?
Yes. I've made my, like, entire family and, like, friend groups go on it with me.
All right. That's a lot of people and a lot of commitment.
What kind of diet did you guys do?
It was the Suja drinks. So I bought like the whole 2-week pack from Costco. And then you really can't eat anything except for 3 of these a day. And the first day I was struggling so hard with it that I made my mom, my 2 sisters, and my best friend join in and do it with me. Because I was in a wedding in like 2 weeks, so I really needed to like drop some pounds. They secretly hated me for it, I know. And I'm sure they didn't really do it, but they just told me they were doing it, so I had a better support system.
I can guarantee you that's the case.
That's one way to do it,
if
though.
If you were in my family, I'd be, oh, yeah, sure, I'm going to help you with that.
You bet.
As soon as that door closes, I'm not even going to bother opening the chips. I'm just going to eat through the bag.
Eat through the bag.
Good luck. Good luck with all your goals this year. John and Tammy on San Diego's Country Station, 1037 KSON.